This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a look at Empire, a new book in which graphic artists tackle America's world dominance. But first, the unabashedly liberal Air America radio network made its debut nearly 2 months ago. It got off to a rocky start, losing affiliates in Los Angeles and Chicago. The network's top management also quit. But despite its troubles, Air America may have found an unexpected niche. John Kalish reports.
In mid-April, just 2 weeks after Air America went on the air, the network lost its Los Angeles and Chicago stations as the result of a billing dispute with the company it leased them from. The upheavals continued with the resignation of its CEO in late April. Other top executives either resigned or were fired. A newspaper report quoted Air America host Al Franken saying that board chairman Evan Cohn had overstated the amount of money on hand. Cohn could not be reached for comment. Air America's president, John Sinton, confirms for the first time that the economic situation was dire in recent weeks.
We had a couple of terror-filled days where we thought, how could we have worked this hard to get this far and then look up and find out that we had been misled?
Were there delayed paychecks as a result of this?
Some of us opted to not take paychecks for one period. And we had a bank snafu, which caused us to be a couple of days late on one.
Sinton says that within the last week, investors have put more cash into the liberal network. What Air America has put on the air has elicited a Bronx cheer in some quarters. David Shaw is a media critic with the L.A. Times.
Boring is one of the many pejorative adjectives that I would use to describe it. I didn't find it particularly engaging. I didn't hear anything new. And I say this as someone who is himself a liberal. I mean, I was hoping to find aid and support for my cause, and I did not.
You're listening to The Franken Factor. I'm Catherine Lanford.
I'm Al Franken, and with us is David K. Johnston from his home in Rochester.
Others have been turned off by attacks on the Catholic Church and sex talk. New York Daily News columnist Michael Goodwin was offended by afternoon host Randy Rhodes' repeated use of the term Nazi. Such venom reminds Goodwin of Rush Limbaugh.
They sound very much like him. If you took away the content, you would have the same tone, name-calling, ridicule, demonization, overstatement. They've imitated the form.
But others, like Tom Taylor, editor of the industry journal Inside Radio, haven't written Air America off.
It's sort of startling to me how many people were ready to write the obituary the same day the birth notice was coming out for Air America. Because literally the next day, on April 1st, following the March 31st debut, on April 1st, people were saying, see, we told you, liberal radio won't work. Well, that's kind of a speedy judgment, don't you think?
Taylor says he isn't expecting Air America to do well in the spring Arbitron ratings to be announced in July. But there are two areas where the network may score points. One is in the political arena.
Their chance in the beginning to have an impact is much more on the discourse, their ideas being injected into political debates. And I think that's what they really wanted. And I think there are still lots of idealists at Air America Radio who really believe that they don't hear any radio that sounds like them. And that's what they're trying to create.
The other area that Air America is having an impact is the Internet. Tens of thousands of people listen every day on the web. After Air America was taken off the air in Los Angeles and Chicago, the size of its online audience is reported to have grown significantly. The network says 80,000 simultaneous listeners heard Al Franken's show on one recent day. Kurt Hansen, the editor of the Radio and Internet Newsletter, says Air America now has one of the largest internet radio audiences.
It's kind of a landmark event for internet radio. It's kind of akin to the early days of television when name talent started to arrive from radio onto television. It brought people to the medium, and I think that's what's probably happening with Air America.
Finally, one key behind-the-scenes business decision was made at the network, says Air America President John Sinton. The previously voiced aversion to syndicating shows on stations the network doesn't control went out the window.
I never thought that I'd be sitting here 7 weeks to the day that we signed on and tell you that we have 15 terrestrial affiliates and the two satellite radio companies. I thought that we'd be 6 months down the road before we had terrestrial affiliates. People are generally very skeptical, and they want to see ratings, and they want you to prove yourself. We have not been able to answer the telephone fast enough and get people on the air.
Sinton says it'll take a month or two, but Air America will be back on the air in Los Angeles and Chicago. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.